to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette.
Hey, my friend, how are you today? I am well. I hope that this week finds you feeling well nourished and not depleted. I hope that this week finds you encouraged and not discouraged. It's a lot going on in the world, and sometimes it's so easy to focus on the negative. But I've been encouraging myself, and I want to do the same for you, to focus on what's good. Focus on those small moments of joy. Focus on, what nourishes you throughout your day. And it takes a little bit more effort for us to focus on the good sometimes when our life feels like it's full of so much bad. And I get that. I was talking to a student of mine a few weeks back, and she was just focused on all of the negativity in her life. But what she couldn't see was all of the good and all of the positive that was going on in her life simultaneously. And so I was talking with her, and I was like, so-and-so, do you not see that this is good, and this is helpful, and this is supporting you right here? And it was just hard for her to initially see that part of her life. And it just reminded me of this conversation that we're having about changing our perspective and how we view ourselves and our lives, and how we view our lives, and how we view other people, and how we relate to other people. And I mentioned this in the last episode. One of my favorite quotes is, "What you focus on grows." And if we focus on everything that's negative, that's all we're going to see. If we focus on what's good and what brings us joy and what nourishes us and the positive things in life, then we'll be able to see much more of that than the negative side. And when we're able to think of those things, then we're able to feel better. And when we feel better, we do better. And so I want to continue this conversation, part two of the Changing Your Perspective series. And I want to talk about today 5 simple ways to change your perspective. So in the last episode, we talked about what perspective was, and I want to talk about how you can change your perspective. Now, changing your perspective, it isn't easy. It's not easy for many of us, and it doesn't really come naturally. But the good news is, it's not terribly difficult once you start to recognize that the way you look at the world may not be to your best advantage, or there may be a more supportive way for you to view your life. So hopefully, as we have this conversation, you'll hear a number of ways that you can start to shift your perspective in any aspect of your life. So I hope that this will become helpful for you. So 5 ways to change your perspective. Number 1, talk with someone. One of the easiest ways I know to shift my own perspective is to talk with someone who thinks differently than I do. Thinks differently about life, differently about business. Someone who thinks differently than I do. We all grow up differently. We all have different experiences. We all share common, life situations, but our experiences are different. And so when we find someone from a different background or a different culture, it's always good to talk to someone new. And here's the important part. When you're talking with someone new, listen, you know, be willing to listen and hear them. Be willing to listen with an open mind. Don't let your own experiences and the lenses through which you view the world keep you from hearing what they are saying. This is not easy, and it does take some practice and some conscious effort on our part, but it is so worth it. This is a hard truth. I tell myself this all the time, but you don't know everything, and I don't know everything. And I have to tell myself this often because I know a lot. I'm well-rounded. I'm well-informed about a lot of things. Why? Simply because I love to learn. But I can always learn more. And it takes a level of humility to listen to someone else's perspective, especially if you feel like they have lesser experiences than you do, or if they don't do things the way you would do them. And I know that personally, that's hard for me sometimes, to really let someone else take the lead when they won't do things the way I would do it, or if I don't agree with, you know, how they do it. And so I've been learning recently, let someone else, you know, take care of it the way that they know how to. And if they need support, be willing to offer support. And many times they may not need any support. So there are advantages to making time to listen to other people and not judging their experiences or their perspectives. So instead of judging, I've learned to use it as an opportunity to learn about new possibilities. And I have started to shift my own perspective based on changing my behaviors and how I respond to other people. And you may shift your own perspective as well. So I'll give you an example about recently how I have shifted my perspective. So for a long time, I didn't hire a coach because I couldn't find one that I connected with and who was running a business with a whole family and young children. And the one person I did connect with, she didn't have a family. So I didn't think she can coach me on how to run a sustainable business without the burnout. But as I watched her grow her business from crickets to six digits in less than a year, I was like, I love her values and I loved her business model. So I decided to get on the call with her, and I ended up working with her for about 6 months. And that 6 months, let me tell you, transformed the way I ran my business and my life. So by giving her a chance to share her perspective, it was hard at first, but it paid off massively in the end. So the number one way to begin to change your perspective is talk with someone. So is there someone you can talk to with maybe a different experience that you can learn from today? Think about that. Number two, change your surroundings. And there's a reason travel or change of scenery is good for the soul. It gives us another chance to get out of the rut and experience something new. Unfamiliar surroundings and people and customs, that can be a challenge, but that can also be a good thing. So seeing something new and unfamiliar will help you shift your perspective like nothing else. I remember going to Jamaica as a missionary's assistant when I was 25 years old. And I was there for 8 days and I was not on vacation. So we may have seen the gorgeous ocean like one time. So during my stay, we walked about 100 miles helping and supporting the people. We talked to them, we listened to their stories, we prayed with them, and we gave them gifts. Now these gifts weren't what we make, you know, what call gifts, but they were necessities. So you know how hotels offer the mini shampoo and conditioner bottles and cute mini soap bars? Well, for years, people have collected these things from their travels and saved them for my missionary friend. And so these were the gifts that we shared with the people of Saran's Bay. Now, we visited the schools where the children arrived barefoot, and we shared pencils. We gave them pencils. We gave them pencils and, well, I'm sorry. So they shared pencils. They came to school barefoot. They shared pencils. And so we gave them pencils, and they were so thrilled. So even the adults were elated to receive a number 2 Ticonderoga pencil. And many of the pencils were already have used. They didn't even care. They were so grateful. And I remember one lady who was perhaps in her 30s. She wanted a hair bow that we bought for the little girls. And we gave it to her. She cried because it was the most beautiful thing she ever owned. And that just blew my mind. The home we stayed in Jamaica was one of the best in the community, but we still lived with the ever-present little bugs that crawled in the bed and lived in the sugar. But I learned quickly to adapt, and that trip was one of the most transformative life experiences I've ever had. So when I arrived back in the States, I landed on U.S. soil with fresh eyes. Like, my whole perspective on life had shifted because of that experience. I looked around my apartment and at all the things I owned, and I couldn't believe I had so much stuff and that I took it all for granted. So immediately I began to declutter, and that experience was the birthplace of my desire to live a simpler life. My entire perspective on life had shifted, and it hasn't been the same since. You may have experienced this for yourself. Think back on the last time you took a vacation. No matter what was going on in your life before and what challenges you faced at work, for example, they may have seemed less of an issue while you were gone. Or maybe you came up with the perfect solution to that problem at work while you were, sitting by the pool. What I'm trying to say is getting away and seeing or experiencing something new allows our mind to wander and consider new possibilities. Something as simple as stepping away from your desk or going for a walk can help you shift your perspective and see a new path that maybe you couldn't envision before. So think about a time where you've taken a trip or had a vacation or left the country or just shifted your scenery in some way. How did that change your perspective? Number 3, change up your routine. Now, routines are great. They make our lives easier. They keep us from getting mentally and emotionally fatigued by having to make too many decisions. Think about how much motivation it would take to get out of the door without your morning routine. But they can also be convincing. It's so much easier to keep doing the familiar routine than to try something new, right? But changing up your routine and embracing the challenge of doing something unfamiliar can help you see things in a different light. If that shift in perspective gives you new insights into better ways to accomplish what your routine is doing, then go for it. Otherwise, it's easy to slip back into the familiar routine. So here's an example of how I use this in my life. I used to clean the kitchen every morning. The night before, I cleaned the dinner table, but I would leave the dishes until the next morning. I did this because we like to eat dinner together as a family, and with my husband's schedule, we often ate late. So after dinner, we would begin the evening routine, and then it was bedtime. So in my mind, cleaning the kitchen at night, it took too long, and I was tired. But I hated waking up and beginning our morning school routine with the messy kitchen. It was so depressing and overwhelming to cook breakfast in the kitchen with the kitchen in that condition. So I decided to switch up my routine and stay up 30 minutes later every night to complete the kitchen after dinner. So now I get up early and I feel refreshed when I step into my clean kitchen. And I notice that our morning routine runs more smoothly and our moods are more joyful and we're excited about the day. So it's funny how a simple shift can create so much peace, right? So where in your life can a change in routine make a difference? Think about that. Number four, use visualization exercises. Last but not least, let's talk about something that athletes and successful people from all walks of life have used for years to break through barriers and do the things they thought were impossible until they shifted their perspective. And what they do is visualization exercises. So athletes use this all the time. They spend time each day to imagine reaching the goals they're working towards. A runner would go through the motions of running a race or doing the high jump in vivid detail. They do this again and again until their minds are convinced that they could do what they set out to accomplish. Then the body will follow suit. So it's an amazing process and something that we can all tap into as well. Shifting your perspective involves imagining something that you didn't think was possible, or at the very least, something you didn't think you can do. Visualization can help you break through this mental barrier. Again, by imagining with your mind, working all the problems out, jumping over all the obstacles, solving all the obstacles before your body gets into action. So a way you can practice this is just get comfortable, close your eyes if you will, and start to imagine that you can do whatever it is you want to do. And be as detailed as possible. I think the power of visualization, or just, I like to call it using your imagination. That's really all it is. But the power in that is the detail. Just really letting your mind hone in on the details on what you can imagine for yourself. So it's okay if this feels like a little two-dimensional at first, but spend a few minutes each day to practice your visualizations or imaginations, and you'll see progress in no time. And this in turn will help you shift your perspective. So one of the best examples I can offer about visualization is a story about my brother Gary. So ever since he was 5 years old, he's been in love with airplanes and has always wanted to be a pilot. So as children, we grew up in the inner city of Cleveland, Ohio, and later moved to the suburbs of Cleveland. So there was no one in our community who was a pilot or in the airline industry or into math and sciences of that nature. And we couldn't see how my brother would live out his dream. And I wasn't even convinced that he saw how this could be possible. He started collecting posters and airplanes as a youth, and his bedroom walls were covered with posters of planes and cockpits and instrument panels. So he spent hours in his head visualizing himself as a pilot. And later, when Daddy bought him a flight simulator computer game, he spent his teenage years on that. Gary was tenacious and never let anyone dampen his dream of flying. So after high school, he enrolled in aviation school and he received his independent pilot's license and continued to get his master's degree in aviation safety and management. So today at 38, Gary is the director of safety for his 9-to-5 and works with major commercial airline companies around the country. And he's also the owner and CEO of an international airline safety and auditing company, where he and his team travels the world to help underdeveloped countries bring their airline companies up to standard safety guidelines. Now, I've seen the power of visualization in my brother's life, and it has always been my inspiration to keep dreaming and keep my imagination open because anything is possible. So I want to ask you, where have you been afraid to dream in your life? What did you dream of and imagine for yourself when you were a child or a younger adult? What happened to those dreams? Take a moment and write that down. There's a lot in there, I'm sure. A lot of information in that reflection. So I've shared a variety of ways to help us shift our perspective, and I encourage you to give each of these strategies a try. They will help you get better at shifting your perspective, and they may change your life. Just keep working at it, keep practicing it, and it will become easier. And before I wrap this up, I want to look at one more thing: how to make these shifts in perspective stick. And we're going to focus on this in the next episode, which will be the last one in this series. But I want to offer this. Number 5, write down and reflect on your observations. As you know, I always teach and preach that journaling is an amazing way to shift your perspective. Think about this. You experience a variety of people and a variety of experiences every day. From the barista at Starbucks to the bagger at your local grocery or store, or the homeless person on the side of the road, everyone has a unique story. And when you take time to observe life around you, your mind will open to new ideas and questions and possibilities. So exploring your observations in your journal not only encourages your observation skills, but can shift how you view the world, can shift how you view your place in the world, and it can shift how you show up in the world. So I'm curious, which of these strategies resonated with you the most? Do you talk to many people? Do you get out and travel often? Have you ever switched up your routine? Have you tried visualizing your goals? Do you observe life around you and journal about it? If the answer is no, I invite you to try one of these tips today and notice what shifts for you. So here's a little bit of field work, and here are some prompts. Here are 5 ways you can take action and put what you've learned today into practice. Number 1. Find someone new to talk to, or someone with a different opinion than yours, and listen with the intent of learning something new. Write about this experience in your journal. Number 2, take a mini trip outside of your usual pattern. Explore a new side of town or visit a different coffee shop, or even take a vacation. Notice how your perspective changes with the experience, and write about what shows up for you. Number 3, what can you do differently to switch up your morning, evening, or other routine? Try this and write about what happened, how you felt, and how your perspective shifted. And number 4, find a quiet space and visualize something you want to accomplish or experience. Imagine yourself doing that thing. Write your experience in detail and then reflect on how the visualization made you feel. And number 5, stay open and curious to your life and to the life that happens around you every day. So I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. In the next episode, we're going to discuss 3 ways to make your shift in perspective permanent. I want you to know that I appreciate your time. Feel free to share your thoughts with me on Instagram at The Journal Coaching Co. The Journal Coaching Co. All right. Thank you so much for your time and for listening in to this episode. Take good care. Hey, friend.
Does the life you live match the life you want? If not, it may be time for a little self-reflection. I've created a beautiful ebook and journal that will challenge you to live your one life on purpose. Visit www.letswriteforachange.com to download your self-reflection ebook today. I bet you'll love it. Until next time, take good care.